Mrs. Carroll. I'm here every Friday with Arts Live and Local. I want to dedicate this show, well, to the First Amendment. Now, a lot of other countries don't have a First Amendment, but in the United States we do, and it's very important, and it means we are allowed to speak. But sometimes it's a little frayed. So I want to dedicate this show to Ecuador. Yes, Ecuador, which said yes to Julian Assange. If UK will let him out, they will have him because he used what we call the First Amendment. And I want to express my great disappointment in Russia because they did just the opposite. They convicted three young artists, Pussy Riot, for hooliganism motivated by religious hatred. That's the quote. 2 years in jail. The reality is that it was an anti-Putin protest at the main cathedral. Radical performance art. It's what we need more of. Here's a little music from South America. Stay tuned to Arts Live and Local, and do give us a call. And hey, look at this. We got a call. Oh, my God. Look at this. Look at this, folks. No, don't look. I'll tell you in a minute. Have a listen. Wonderful, evocative music from South America to celebrate Ecuador. And I do want to give a few thank yous right away to Cindy from Astoria. Thank you very much for supporting Coast Community Radio and, of course, especially Live and Arts Live and Local. And Peggy and John from Gearheart, thank you. And, ha, what do you know? One of my guests as well. And so let me introduce my guests and give a big thank you to Jan Bono. Hi, Jan.
Hi.
Now, Jan is no stranger to Coast Community Radio. She's been here many times for many happenings because she's a very happening person. But I'm not so sure about the other two people. Patrick Gore, have you ever been on the air?
Not here, no.
Not here.
I was on in Longview at one point in time a couple of years ago.
Okay. A couple of years ago when you were in, what, high school?
Yeah, I was in high school. We were building a peace labyrinth.
Right on. Yeah. Okay, that's my boy. And Melissa Goldberg, have you been here before?
I haven't been in the studio, but during a failed attempt at running for county commissioner, I had
you
an
were
interview.
Interviewed.
Yes, yes.
I see. Okay, so we've got all kinds of folks here. Well, let me tell you why they're here. They're here because the Peninsula Players are putting on the one-act festival at the River City Playhouse in Ilwaco. And my understanding, which is pretty exciting, is that Melissa Goldberg is a first-time director.
Right. Yep.
Wow. Mazel tov. And Patrick Gore, a first-time actor?
Yes.
This is wonderful. And Jan Bono, not a first-timer.
Don't call me an old-timer, just an experienced person.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Jan, you are a playwright or the playwright or what? What is?
I'm a playwright of this performance. The One Act Festival is our annual gathering for a lot of amateur playwrights, and I've been fortunate enough to be in the last four seasons.
So how many plays are there?
There will be four plays done by four playwrights four different directors and 16 different actors.
Wow. How long does it take to put this together?
About a year. No. We actually do auditions the first week of July, and then the directors get to set their own schedule for rehearsals, usually once a week for about 2 hours. And then in 5 or 6 weeks, we're ready to go on the road.
Wow. Okay. And when are you going on the road? Or rather, staying right here at River City Playhouse now that you've got this fabulous home.
That's right. River City Playhouse in Ilwaco is just our wonderful new home with new seats and lots of space for everybody and great lighting in it. And we open on Thursday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. We run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and a Sunday matinee at 2.
Okay, so it's just that one long weekend.
We get 4 days, okay. And we'd love to see everybody coming out. We have 100 cushy chairs. We'd love to fill them.
What's the address for River?
It's 127 Lake Street in Ilwaco, which is next to the museum and across the street from the post office.
Okay, should be able to find that for sure. And do you have a phone number there? Or?
We don't.
Okay, how do you, should people try to get tickets in advance or no?
Well, tickets are available at the door, and it's kind of first come, first serve on seating. There is a website to get additional information. It's www.peninsula-players.com.
Okay, don't forget that hyphen. That's tricky. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now, Melissa, what made you so brave to decide to take on directing? How did it happen? Did you approach someone, or did someone approach you, or what?
Well, I had the pleasure of performing in one of Joe Pagliani's plays last summer, and so that was my debut role in Ilwaco on stage. And I had so much fun, and Joe must have had a little confidence in me because he had asked me to direct this play for him.
Okay, so is that what you did, Jan? You asked someone to direct your play? Is that how it usually works? Or?
Well, the One Acts is an opportunity for new people to come in. It's our showcase of amateur playwrights, but we also invite new people to come in and direct and become part of the theater so that community keeps growing.
Great. Great idea. So, Melissa, do you have a theater background? Obviously, if you ran for political office, you have a theater background, but what about on stage?
I had very minor roles in high school productions. I tended myself to be more of a backstage sort of gal, and there's just something magical about the theater. And
absolutely.
So I'm getting old and bold, so.
There you go. See. And what's the play that you're doing?
Joe has written us a play called Life After Death at Ilwaco High.
Oh.
And it poses the questions that we all ponder eternally. What lies ahead? Where does life's path lead us? anywhere, nowhere. And so this is a presentation on stage of that dilemma.
That's a question for all ages, actually. How many people are in your cast?
I have three folks on stage and three characters contributing from offstage.
Oh, fun. And are you having fun?
It's been a blast.
Good.
You know, I naturally knew jitters, mm-hmm. but the other directors and everyone have just been so reassuring and helpful. You feel like you're part of a family in a hurry.
So do you think what Jan said is true then? Are you hooked?
Yes, okay. I most likely am.
That's terrific. So, I mean, that's an excellent way to pull people in. Now, Patrick, where do you live?
I live over in Seaview, which is right in between Long Beach and Iwako.
And where did you go to high school?
I went to high school in Rainier.
Okay.
Oregon.
So you're not one of the people in Joe's play, so you're okay. She said it was for the Iwako High School. Where? What did you say the name of his play was?
Life After Death at Iwako High.
Yeah, so you don't qualify, so you're safe. but you're a first-time actor, so how did you get involved?
Well, my dear director here, Miss Melissa, she picked me up at my work, consigned me, and she
said, you.
Yes, pretty much. That's kind of how it went down. And so I figured, you know, I'd pop in, and I used to do in drama. I was a backstage guy. I liked lights and stuff. And so that's what I figured I'd be doing. But I showed up, and she got me up on stage and kind of drafted me into her play.
Well, I have to say, you do have a face for theater. You know, we joke about that because we're on radio. People say I have a face for radio, but you've got a face for theater, too. So what are you, are you playing one of the students or graduates?
I play Pastor Snow in Life After Death.
Okay, the plot thickens here. Okay, all right.
And I also play Carlos in A Mountain Getaway.
That's somebody else's play.
Yes, it is.
So once you were brought in, everybody figured, let's grab this, you know, once he's here, might as well take advantage.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about being on stage acting?
I love it. I love working with everybody, and it's definitely been a new experience. It really just kind of growing and becoming more. So I've loved it.
We've hooked another one.
Yeah, all right. And a young one, too. Yeah. That's good. Get them while they're young. It's important. So, and it's a four-day run. Tell me something about, since this is not Reader's Theater, this is on-stage theater, how do you feel about, you know, memorizing lines and being dependent on other actors, memorizing their lines? How's that been going?
It's been going good. I was a little bit nervous about memorizing my lines at first, but my grandma, she's always getting on me about it. You know, memorize them lines.
All right.
And keep on it. And I'm confident in, you know, the cast and everybody, you know, putting forth effort to get everything, you know, ready and
great.
Preparing. It'll all tie up in the end. It usually does.
Are the other actors on stage with you your age or older? Or?
I think Cassie's a little bit older than I am, and Linda is, she's much older than I am.
Oh, okay. All right. So Jan, what's the play you did this time?
Well, this one I wrote was called A Visit with Mom.
And the
secondary line is, the subtitle says, what could be easier than visiting Mom on her 80th birthday?
Wow.
And so anyone who's had parents pretty much can identify with this. Yeah, there's a lot of fun things that go on and the quirkiness of the dynamics between a daughter and her mother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you live to tell the tale so far. This is a good thing. Who's your director?
I have Rick Newton directing mine. Rick has been very instrumental at the Playhouse installing the new lighting that we have and doing a lot of the technical things. He's the technical director there, and he's on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he'd like to take a shot at directing, and I said, I got the play for you.
All right.
With just two characters in the play. You know, there's a little different dynamic in it. So he's had a lot of fun working with them.
And are they experienced actors?
Yes. Okay. I was very fortunate that both of them had been on the stage before.
Well, I'm thinking when you have new directors, sometimes it's nice to have experienced actors and vice versa.
We have quite a mix.
So you've
yeah.
got a nice mix there. Mm-hmm. Excellent. This is the Peninsula Players one-act festival. It opens this coming Thursday evening. That's the 23rd of August and runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. at the fabulous new River City Playhouse, 127 Lake Street in Ilwaco. And for information, peninsula-players.com. Did I get all that right? I just
wrote
it down.
Yeah, and tickets for this event are just $5.
Oh, wow, what a deal.
It
now,
is.
We don't give prices usually, but in this case, there it is. So what a deal. And you can have yourself a deal right now by calling KMUN, by the way, at 503-325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010. And pledging, you can start with $5 or maybe $5 a month. We've got lots of fabulous thank you gifts for you here as well. And I neglected to say, however, the show goal for this show, and this part we are allowed to say, is $500, folks. I'm supposed to raise $500 on Arts Live and Local. And I know we can do it. We've done it before. And to help you along, to help motivate you, we have a couple of challenge grants. And the first one comes from the Friends of Columbia Riverkeeper, the folks who keep the Columbia River safe and sound and part a healthy part of our community. That's a $150 challenge grant. And in order to get that $150, I need to bring in $150. And that's just the beginning. It's $319 here, $320 actually. And I'd like to have that in the next 10 minutes so that we can grab that money and move on. And in the meantime, I want to make sure you know that every single one of you is appreciated. When you come in here to be on the show, or when you tell me outside that you heard about whatever it is you're at because of the show, now's your time to give back to community radio. Remember, we here on this side are all volunteers, just as these theater people in here with me now, I am sure, are all volunteers. They're all shaking their heads, yes. I have a couple of other specials, and one of them is that this weekend there's 2 days of outdoor concerts called Let the Music Play on the Hill at the Astoria Column, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and I have got some wristbands right here in front of me for you for a pledge. So give a call, 325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010. And keep the ball rolling. And thanks again to Jan, my guest right here, Cindy from Astoria, and Peggy and John from Gearheart for your support. Let's have a little bit of music. Speaking of that, the outdoor concerts, one of the groups, there's going to be 18 bands. 18 bands. And you don't drive to the column. There are shuttles going. It's very well organized. One of the groups is the Portland Cello Project. Let's have a listen to them. Thanks to my guests for coming in, and that is Jan Bono and Melissa Goldberg and Patrick Gore from the Peninsula Players. Thank you. Some music from the Portland Cello Project.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're fabulous, aren't they?
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're delightful. And I believe they're, I'm not even sure because I don't have it right in front of me. They're closing the outdoor concerts either Saturday or Sunday night. So Probably Sunday. Yeah, I think so, too. That's exactly what I was thinking. Funny you should mention it. So who's in my studio? I have three live ones, folks. Three definite live ones. But we are still waiting for your calls. We're waiting for you to be live right here on 503-325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010. By the way, we have some fabulous thank you gifts. We have this brand new Farm Stock long sleeve t-shirt. We know how many people love long sleeve t-shirts, and so someone has done that. And I also have in front of me something from Jim Hannon, and I have to admit that I got one of these last pledge drive and I love it. It's a nightlight, but it's like no nightlight you've ever seen.
That is so sweet.
Isn't that lovely?
Oh, I love it.
It's stained glass, and it is large, and it works really well, but it's also very beautiful.
That's a wonderful thing to look at night when you can't sleep.
Oh, you too? Okay. So, and we also have the fabulous glass balls from our neighbors at
Fernwood.
Totally
worth $60.
That's a $60 pledge, absolutely. Yeah. Now, whose voice would that be? I'm sure you all recognize that. But, oh, wait a minute. I do have a thank you. And by the way, don't forget, not only is my pledge goal 500, but I have Friends of Columbia Riverkeeper are standing by to give us $150 if we raise that $150. So Michael and Melissa's money went right towards it. Michael and Melissa from Ocean Park, thank you very much. And now we are waiting for your call. And I know you're going to do it because you love this show and I love this show. And most of all, we love our local artists and we love giving them a voice on the radio. So we have three of them here right now. And the voice you heard was, I would say one of the more familiar in this area. And that would be, of course, Dinah Urell. Welcome back, Dinah.
Thank you, Carol.
Always good to have you here. And Dinah, again, wears so many different hats. The biggest one that we all know is as the editor, publisher, and do everything along with all the community at HipFish, which is our local arts and culture and political progressive publication, monthly publication that we all depend on so much. And HipFish was burned out along with 27 other businesses it's a year and a half ago now, isn't it? It was December 2010. And so they found a new home, and the new home has proven to be fabulous, just fabulous. Because the office is upstairs and downstairs is Gala HipFish, and that's spelled with a K, but being the good Finn I am, I know how to say it. After all, I am a member of the Galvala, so I know how to speak those words.
Galavala.
Oh. But they don't spell it that way. They leave that letter out, so I'll try it again. Galavala. And lots of wonderful... it's a wonderful new venue in Astoria, and this weekend, something outrageous is going on. It's not just this weekend. It is tonight.
Tonight and tomorrow night.
Tonight and tomorrow night. And what's happening is the first annual, I believe, Gala Cafe, a cabaret-style evening of music and comedy. And I'm going to let them tell you all about who's going to be there, especially the two people who are sitting here with me. And I am so delighted because Teresa Barnes, hello, Teresa.
Hello, Carol. Thanks for having us on.
Who was here for years and then left us, but came back. She couldn't handle
it. I can't help it.
And we're so glad you did. And Andrea Mazzarella.
Yes. Hi, Carol.
I did that right.
You did. It was perfect.
I did it. Okay. And they are a duo, a musical duo. So are you, now is it going to be the same both nights? Is that the idea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So why don't you line it up for us? Whoever wants to speak, come forth and tell us, how is this all going to work? It starts at 9 p.m., which is terrific because that gives you time to do whatever else you need to do. And then what happens?
Put down your knitting, your book and your broom. It isn't that long a stay. Life is a cabaret, a charm, and I am a cabaret.
Ooh, I love when she does that.
Okay, folks.
So this is what's happening.
That was totally
cabaret.
Ad-libbed.
What is cabaret? Cabaret is the gathering of the like-minded subterfuge to gather for the freedom of expression.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Which is what this show is dedicated to. I don't know whether you heard but we're dedicating it to Ecuador and against Russia, to Pussy Riots. And
yes, wonderful.
Julian Assange.
Oh, thank you. Yes,
yeah,
so exactly. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, Kala, this is the first incarnation of Kala Cafe, but I do intend to work on developing its concept and featuring all of the wonderful kinds of performers that we have here that are non-traditional.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly this weekend, myself and the show ladies and John Cullum I think we all have are like-minded, even though we're all going to be doing very different things.
Well, tell us, show ladies, Teresa and Andrea, what are you doing? Because not everybody knows you in the incarnation that you're going to appear tonight.
Yes, this is going to be really fun for us. When Dinah first described the show as cabaret, you know, I was imagining top hats and white gloves or something. It's like, wait, I don't know if we do that. And
that's Marco.
Yeah. Not that we don't love that, you know. But, I guess the idea was more of a variety show. So we're going to be doing two sets. We're going to be doing an acoustic set with me on guitar and Andrea on the ukulele,
all right,
which is super fun for us. You know, I mean, I kind of started out writing just really pared down acoustic music, and our shows, we've been playing a lot at the Voodoo in the last year, and our shows have gotten kind of increasingly outrageous, which is fun, but it's also nice to just kind of go back to our roots, if you will, and just play some pretty songs. And then we'll be having our regular set we do, which is, a little bit of rock, a little bit of rap.
Mm-hmm.
we're not really sure how to define it, but it's pretty fun.
So let's go back a little bit. And I have said I've known you for years, but I didn't even know about all of this stuff. So you've been singing together and playing together for how long?
For the last year, really.
Last year, okay.
Yeah.
But each of you goes back in your music world further?
Definitely. I did choir and stuff growing up as a kid and through college, and I was in a band years ago here as well, but never...
What was the band's name?
The Bouncing Betties.
Oh, yes.
If you remember that one?
Oh, yes.
That was a while
drummer.
Ago. I tried to play the drums. And now I'm trying to play the bass, which I like a bit more.
But it's the same family. You're
yes.
still in the...
Yes.
You know.
She plays everything, don't
worry. There you go. And sing.
Yes.
Okay, and sing. Mm-hmm. So did you just happen to find each other, or did someone suggest, or how did you get together doing an act?
We've been friends for years, and Andrea was in Hawaii when I was in Florida, and then came back to town around the same time. And I really wanted to recruit her as the drummer in my band. I had played a show up at Shively, and Andrea was like, "Hey, so should I be in your band?" Like, hello, that's what I've been saying for a year. But yeah, speaking of Marco, we were both in his last couple of productions, which were super fun, mm-hmm. and helped us both get accustomed to the idea of performing in front of a lot of people. We're like, oh man, this is really fun. If we can get away with it, we should play shows. So we've been getting away with it, apparently.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent. I like that you were in Florida and Andrea was in Hawaii, so you're both in the sun countries and you both ended up coming home.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. The rain country is here. So, Dinah, tell us who John is, too. I mean, some of us know John,
yeah.
especially from Fisher Poets.
Well,
and
oh my gosh. I mean, John
things.
Cullum is a veteran performer. And mm-hmm. He books himself as a performance poet. And at one time, he was a cowboy poet mm-hmm. And was on the Lollapalooza tours.
Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, he did try stand up, but it wasn't quite his thing. And I'm so glad because it's. Again, it's hard to describe what John does, mm-hmm. But he digs deeper into a better funny.
Yeah, because he's not just one-liners, although he can be one-liners.
Oh yeah,
as well.
And he can take it, and he can take on the hecklers like mm-hmm. nobody's
oh,
business.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
he's fast.
Hecklers are welcome.
Let's remind folks: this is happening tonight and tomorrow night. At 9 p.m. until late night, I like that, at Gala, and that's at 1017 yeah. Marine Drive, between 10th and 11th on Marine, the south side. And this is the first Gala Cafe, a cabaret tonight.
Yes, and Carol, two other things. One, yes. we're beginning to incorporate cabaret tables at Gala.
Oh.
So we have, you know, it's first, we do have some of the couch seating, but we have five cabaret tables, which 2 to 3 people can sit around. And also our accompanist, who will be playing all the background music and bringing our performers to the stage, is Peter Yonander.
Oh, wow.
So,
wonderful.
Yeah. So
oh,
it's a show.
That.
It's
yes.
a show.
Yes.
And, you know, typically a cabaret show would have many performers or whatever, but we're choosing to focus on Teresa and Andrea and John as our main acts mm-hmm. to kick off this whole concept.
Excellent.
And, you know, and we have a small stage, so we've spent some nights figuring out, well, where do we put the microphone? Right. Oh, well, wait, I'll go this way. Wait, you go that way. Oh, God, okay.
Well, good. We did some taping
last night. So who knows? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the beauty is that the folks who show up tonight and tomorrow night are going to be at the yeah. Beginning of yet another Astoria tradition. And this venue, if you've been there, you already know. If you haven't, it's an excellent venue. It is intimate, and there's usually art on the wall. Do you
yes.
have some art up there on the wall?
We do,
too?
We do. We okay. have a very, I wouldn't call it our, I would call it, yeah, not our most aesthetic exhibit thus far.
Well,
interesting.
But it's definitely interesting. So it's
now
it's
now you've
yeah.
got me really curious. I
yeah.
missed the opening
yeah.
night, so I'll definitely have to stop by. Yeah. Okay, again, Gala at Hipfish, and that's 1017 Marine Drive. It's happening tonight, tomorrow night. And Dinah Urell, MC, vocalist, and performance poet and humorist John Cullum, and North Coast Hip Hop funsters and show ladies, Teresa Barnes and Andrea Mazzarella, and Peter Yonander on the piano. You know, he played at my 50th birthday party.
Oh,
he's special
great.
To me. I
yeah,
love him. So thank you all for coming in. Congratulations, Dinah, on
Thanks.
Yet another happening that
yeah.
you're creating.
Thank you.
And I don't know whether we say break a leg for musicians. We did. I had the theater people in here. I don't know.
That works.
Yeah, that
it
works.
As long as we don't actually do it.
They're theater, though, too. These guys are artists.
Oh, yes, I definitely would endorse that. Thanks so much
Carol.
For coming
and
in.
Carol,
Thanks,
thank Carol. You so much.
You
I
bet.
Mean, you are like one of the amazing,
be careful what she's
amazing, amazing things that KMUN.
Thank you, Dinah. I appreciate it. Now
created. Now, or, I don't know. Maybe you know, vice versa or whatever. Well, but thank you so much.
So what
for
we really need is because Hipfish is already a big supporter. Dinah is a big supporter of KMUN.
Oh, and two tickets. For a pledge. Two
oh, really?
If, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. folks.
Yeah.
Give us a call, 503-325-0010, 1-800-541-581, you know.
518.
Thank you. Whoa, I'm glad you can see. 1-800-518-0010. We need those phones ringing right now. We are so far from our challenge grant, not to mention our pledge goal. And you know how I get when I don't get my pledge goal. So do give us a call. Thanks so much for coming in, Andrea, Teresa, and Dinah.
All right. Thank you.
And this is KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, 91.9 and 89.5. And seriously need to hear from you. And we have got something else that's been celebrated, 77th birthday of Social Security. Thank you very much. I'm on it. And I want everybody to be able to be on it in the future. Have a listen, stay tuned, and do call us now.
The Social Security law was passed on August 14th, 1935. But it was 5 years before the fund was built up enough to begin paying pension checks. The very first Social Security pension check was paid out on January 11th, 1940. And it went to one Ida Mae Fuller. Now, don't you think that deserves a song? Ida Mae, she got a pension check today. She did a little jig, yelled, whoopee, God bless Social Security. The mailman put that check in her hand, she's the first one in the land. $22 every month, Ida Mae, don't spend it all at once. Ida Mae, she got a pension check today. She did a little jig, yelled, whoopee, God bless Social Security. She wasn't famous, didn't have good looks, but she got into the history books. They put her name down cause she was number one, started something still going on. And since that day in 1940, checks been rolling, lordy, lordy. In the footsteps of Ida Mae, millions get their checks today. Like Ida Mae, they're yelling, whoopee, God bless Social Security. Ida Mae, she got a pension check today. She did a little jig, yelled, whoopee, God bless Social Security. God bless Social Security. I need my Social Security. Gotta have my Social Security. God bless Social Security.
Yeah, God bless Social Security. And that goes for Medicare, too. That's my personal opinion, and that's because I'm on it, and I know how wonderful it is. Well, my next two guests, I don't know if they're on it or not. I don't want to say. I don't want to jump to any conclusions, of course. Elizabeth? Hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, the program director's here. She almost smiled until she remembered that the phone isn't ringing, and... And so she just wanted to have a quick word. Elizabeth, what's going on here?
I don't know. You know, we get so many calendar announcements. You know that very well, Carol. You help with that.
Yeah.
Every day we type up calendar announcements. This is a free service. So to help folks out with their events and everything from lost dogs to if you're having a bake sale or a car wash or if you're giving a concert or having a gallery opening, we announce it for free. So that's one thing we do, and I think it's a wonderful service, and, well, it's just one of those things we do for free. And you can listen to the radio for free, but you know, you don't get great radio unless you help to pay for it. So we're asking you to go to the phone, call us, just press those numbers, 1-800-518-0010, and say, you know what, I love your radio station, I'm supported, I'll give you $5 a month. That's a $60 for an entire year family membership. And that's all there is to it. Whatever level you choose to pay, we don't tell you, hey, you have to pay $46.20 for your gas bill this month. And, well, I wish. Or we don't tell you. We just say, hey, you decide what you can afford, but, and please.
Thanks. But I will tell you that we have these challenge grants here, and if we don't make them, if we don't meet them, then we won't get that extra $150 from Friends of Columbia Riverkeeper. And we also have another one that we haven't even gotten to, and that's Columbia Pacific Alliance for Social Justice, what we've been talking about here.
How much is that one for?
That's also $150.
Okay, let's raise that right now.
We need that $150 on the spot. We need you to call us right now, 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. As Elizabeth says, it's a free service, but it's not free to those of us who put it out there and who make it happen, and we need you to pitch in on it. Go ahead.
I think somebody just
real fast.
Someone who's just tuning in might not know what that means by a challenge.
Oh, okay. Really fast, it means that for every dollar you give me right now, not me, me too, sure, but it's not going to me. It's going to the station. For every dollar you give us, up to $150, Friends of Columbia Riverkeeper will match it. And then for another $150 from Columbia Pacific Alliance for Social Justice. Whatever that means to you folks, we've been talking about it with Hipfish, we've been talking about it with Ecuador, with Pussy Riots, we've been talking about it all over the world because KMUN has lots of news that talk about this kind of stuff. And this program here specializes in the arts, which as far as I'm concerned is one of the most important ways to bring community together and create a positive environment. So you need to give us the money so that they will give us the money, and then KMUN and KTCB and KCPB will all benefit. And I want to benefit you by bringing in my guests. Thanks, Elizabeth.
503-325-0010. Thank you.
Okay. So here's the deal. I have two guests here, but I have 3 days of festivals, 3 days of festivals, and they start tonight at 6 o'clock this evening. And as a matter of fact, I do. I have some tickets right here that I believe were given to us by one of my guests. And let me introduce them both, and then we'll tell you what it's about. Diana Thompson is here with Jazz and Oysters. Hi, Diana.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And I'm even better when the light blips out there, as you know. So, how long has Jazz and Oysters been going on?
This is the 27th year.
27th year. Fantastic. And now that's happening on Sunday.
Correct.
And we are going to get to that, and I also have some wonderful music for that. So, Bruce Peterson is here as well, and Bruce is with Blues and Seafood. Do they go together or what? How long has Blues and Seafood been happening?
This will be our 5th year at the port, Carol.
Okay. So, Bruce, did you guys think, wow, what an opportunity. We love blues. We love seafood. Jazz and Oysters is happening. Why don't we all get together?
Well, I have to tell you, our involvement with Jazz and Oysters is really what's gotten us off the ground. In fact, we sort of like their little alliteration, I guess, the Jazz and Oysters, so we picked up on Blues and Seafood.
Right, right.
So we really sort of copied their approach, and they've been kind enough to let us sort of ride on their coattails, and now both events have been very successful for the last few years, so we're very excited about it.
So tell us, tonight is the beginning of the Blues and Seafood. What happens from 6 to 10 tonight?
Well, at 6 o'clock the doors open, and we have a large food court that's going to sell primarily seafood, and we have a large beer and wine and soda pop bar that people can experience. The first band is the Coyote Kings, a band out of Spokane, and they start up at 7 o'clock, and they're going to go till 8:30, and then some members of them and members of our bands from Saturday night are going to join the North Coast Blues Band do an all-star jam session at starting at 8:30.
And this is all happening at the Ilwaco waterfront?
It's right on the waterfront at the Port of Ilwaco, Washington, just a short trip over the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
There's separate tickets for Friday and Saturday night. It's $10 for Friday night and $20 for Saturday. Saturday is essentially an all-day affair. It starts at 3:30 in the afternoon and runs till about 10 at night. And we have a great lineup, and I could sort of run through that.
And I have actually, because you were generous enough to give us, I have for tonight, I have a ticket at a pledge level of just $20. I have a ticket for tonight's Blues and Seafood Festival, or a ticket for tomorrow, which is at the $40 pledge level. So if you give us a family membership, you can of $60, you can have both of these, actually. And it looks as though, it looks as though Jazz and Oysters is giving two tickets, too. Oh, this is so fun, folks. This is the generosity of our community, everybody coming together and saying, we love this place, and we want to make everybody feel good. And that's their way of participating. So, okay, let me jump over to Diana for Sunday because I don't want to run out of time, and then we'll come back, okay?
Thank you.
So let me just say, though, the Blues and Seafood is 6 to 10 tonight at the Ilwaco Waterfront, and tomorrow is 3:30 in the afternoon till 10 at night. Now, Sunday, Jazz and Oysters is noon until 7 in a different location. And this is Wilson Field on Sand Ridge Road in Ocean Park, or is it across from Ocean Park?
It's if you go up Sand Ridge Road, mm-hmm. almost to Bay Avenue, and Bay Avenue is the one that goes back east-west across the peninsula,
right
at Ocean Park. So if you're driving up Sand Ridge Road, you will not be able to miss it. There will be flags, there will be cars, there will be signs.
Great. Okay. And you have got all kinds of folks coming in on Sunday as well. Who do you have?
First performer is a woman by the name of Jessie Marquez. She's from Eugene. She has got an absolutely stunning voice. She starts at noon. Following her is a group called First Thursday Jazz Band. They're from the mostly Seattle-Tacoma area. They do New Orleans jazz. And my husband and I went up and listened to them, and they're absolutely wonderful.
Ooh, exciting.
And then our last performer from 5 to 7 is Jovino Santos Neto. He's Brazilian, and he teaches at the Cornish College.
Oh, wow. Okay, and is this Jovino?
That's his.
Okay,
yes.
Folks, you are hearing Jovino Santos Neto Quinteto right now. Let's have a quick listen here. Oh, and looks like Elizabeth is here to have a few words. I'm going to let her speak over the music. Yes, Elizabeth.
We have a lot of people to thank,
Oh,
Carol.
Thank goodness. Thank you.
Thanks very much to Scott from Astoria and Christy from Astoria. Thanks very much to Sue from Astoria renewing her membership. Thank you, Sue. And a brand new business member, Imogen. Is that?
Yes, the brand new gallery in Astoria.
On 11th Street.
Thank you so much. This is exciting.
This is 11th Street. It's the old Lunar Boyd space.
It is. This is a brand new gallery. They opened 1 week ago tomorrow.
Imogen. Very good.
Imogen.
Thank you very much,
and
Imogen
they have a
gallery.
Fabulous exhibit up there. This
Thank
is
you.
The kind of support we love. Thank you so much to all of you. And folks, don't forget, when it's your time to check out some of these the business memberships, etc., don't forget who supports your community. Thanks to you all. So we've got, I've still got Jovino in the background. let me jump back to, wait a minute, you're Jazz and Oysters, so does that mean you're serving oysters?
Absolutely. The kind folks at Taylor Shellfish donate a large number of oysters to us.
My
and have
mouth
done
is
so
watering.
For the last couple years. They will be on the grill. They are wonderful.
Fabulous. Okay, and that's Diana Thompson with Jazz and Oysters this Sunday from noon to 7 at Wilson Field, Sand Ridge Road. And you said it's right by Bay Avenue. So if you do go up the other way, then you can just cross over at Bay Avenue.
And then turn right and go a little bit south.
And then go south. But it's not hard to find at all. Now, Bruce, coming back to you, we've got tonight's and we've got Sundays. What is your group doing? What is Blues and Seafood having? Who's the artists on Saturday?
We have a great lineup on Saturday. We're very excited about. The doors will open at 3:30. At 4 o'clock, Boogie Bone is going to take the stage.
Oh, yeah.
At 5:30, we have the Strange Tones, and they're bringing the Volcano Vixens with them. Woo-hoo! And this is not to be missed. At 7 o'clock, Norman Sylvester is coming back to play for us. And at 8:45, we put together a group called the Heartbreakers. And what we've done is tried to line up some of the Northwest's best female blues singers, including Lucy Hammond, Ray Gordon, Lucy Catt, True Blue, Maggie Kitson, Mary McPage, and Lady A. So we want everybody to come and have their heart broken. We also want to thank you, Carol, for supporting us all these. We come bearing gifts. We brought you one of our wine glasses tonight.
Ooh,
I would have brought you a t-shirt, but my mother said, never guess a woman's age or size. So we brought you a wine glass instead, but we really thank all your support over
the years. And let's make sure that folks know that these guys are both personal members as well as business members and all kinds all over the place. They are always very generous and with giving us gifts as well. You can call us right now. We still haven't completed our we did meet our first challenge grant. Thank you very much to Columbia Riverkeeper Friends, and you can find them at columbiariverkeeper.org or crk.org. Just Google it. And now Columbia Pacific Alliance for Social Justice has put forward a $150 challenge grant, and we really would love to be able to get that as well. And boy. No, you I can't do this. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
We want to thank Lena for her donation in memory of Hershey. Thank you, Lena. Thank you so very, very much. All right.
Thank you, Lena. Thanks. You know how to make a girl cry, don't you? You were going to heartbreak people, right, Bruce? Lena just broke my heart. But that's okay, because we celebrate our animal friends as well. And so give us a call, 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. And we have music here from Catherine Clare. Catherine Clare and Heather Christie are going to be at Kala Hip Fish on Thursday, August 23rd. Also on right here on KMUN with Margaret Frimuth on Women's Music on Wednesday. There's so much going on. I want to send out a huge mazel tov to two of our beautiful, beautiful young people, one of whom I've known since she was a baby, and that would be Renya. To Renya Yitzdi and to Andrew Fick, a huge mazel tov on their joining lives. And to all of you out there, please keep calling your favorite radio station and keep us alive and well. And thanks to all of you who called in. Thanks to my guests.